The way I roll is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just rolling. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.
And bring up Mr. Martin, former talk show personality, WVON. And used to, we had somebody called, man, and said, yeah, Roland, my man, Roland used to be on VON. I had to remind them that you ran that Daily Defender, too. Hey, Roland, I know that you've been saying, and a lot of folk, man, got a chance to watch us Sunday on Washington Watch, and I always appreciate you having me on. Were you surprised that the two Republicans, when you asked, and you didn't want any sit in the bench, you asked them unequivocally, who do you think's going to win? And two young Republicans, nice kids, I mean, I shouldn't say kids, nice young men, who said they thought Obama was going to win.
No, I wasn't surprised at all.
Why not?
Because I think when you look at, the fact that the president was able to halt the momentum after the second and third debate, and then when you look at Hurricane Sandy, how that pretty almost stopped it. And then when you look at the fact that in these critical states, Romney has not been able to overtake the president in Colorado, in Virginia, even when you look at Florida, and the president's path to 270 still is a lot better than Mitt Romney's. Nate Silver, of course, gets a lot of publicity these days for his analysis through the New York Times, and he puts Obama's chances at 84%, which is actually has been on the increase in the past 2 weeks. And I think so. That's why I think that they recognize that Romney still has a much more difficult road ahead. And the auto bailout, man, it's killing him. I just got off of CNN.
Yeah, I was watching you up there. Yeah, we have a screen in our studio here. Go ahead.
Well, Mark McKinnon, the Republican strategist, I asked him, I said, Mark, can you explain to me, for the life of me, why did the Romney campaign double down on this Jeep deal?
Right.
And that's their biggest deal. He said, bro, I can't even explain that one. He said, why will you go to your weakest issue when you need to be pivoting away from it? And I think that's why I believe the polls are widening in Ohio. I believe that Mitt Romney made a huge mistake by trying to push this Jeep issue. He had nearly every newspaper in Ohio trashing him, saying that he was lying in that ad.
Yeah,
I think that, and the bottom line is, if he has to win Ohio. The president doesn't have to win Ohio to win an election. If the president wins Virginia, New Hampshire, and Nevada, That replaces the electoral vote of Ohio.
Now let me bring up another thing I think people are missing. I brought this up earlier over the weekend. I'm looking at the Senate race in Ohio, and that is Sherrod Brown, who's a good friend,
right,
who was really on the ropes because of all the money was being spent. He's now like 5-6 points ahead. I don't see a lot of ticket splitting in Ohio.
Actually, what you're also not seeing a lot of ticket splitting in other places. This also is going to help the president in Virginia because Tim Kaine is up by about 5 points there as well. The president has been seriously aided by other strong races in those states that also play a role in turnout. I think one of the reasons the president is hurt in North Carolina is because the governor there, she chose not to seek re-election. And so the Republican is the odds-on favorite to be elected governor of North Carolina. And so it doesn't matter when you have strong candidates who are down the ballot, who also have their get-the-vote-out machine, which can also assist at the top of the ticket. Yet that way, all the pressure is not on you. And so, again, I think also would have helped Brown there. The unions, and this is the key, remember, the unions chose not to give their money to the Democratic Party. They chose to run their own get-out-the-vote operation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been hearing from union folks is they said they are as strong in 2012 as they were in 2008. I think that's also making a difference in Ohio because the auto bailout, man, is huge. I think people really don't understand how that issue alone is driving what's happening in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a gentleman on from Florida, and I really had two questions. One, and this is just not Florida. This is all over where there's been early voting. What do you think Roland Martin is driving this early voting, not just people going and voting, but this unprecedented commitment of standing in line 4, 5? We had a guy call in and said he stood in line for 6 hours.
Right. Julius Brown Diana of the Advancement Project, she stood in line for 7 hours.
No.
7 hours. In fact, I was retweeting some of her stuff. There were people who were still in line at midnight Saturday night, bleeding into Sunday night in Florida.
Yeah, we had it. They said Dade County was either up midnight to 1 o'clock right. in the morning. Right.
Well, here's what I think it is. I think, and Joe, in many ways, is what you said on the show on Washington Watch on Sunday. The Republican Party pissed a lot of people off with the voter suppression efforts. And what it did was, and I do believe, we talked about it, I believe that the enthusiasm was not there for African Americans for the president as it was in 2008. I felt it. I saw it. But I think the Republican Party so overplayed their hand, mm-hmm. that they really pissed off people, mm-hmm. that it caused people who were not as enthusiastic to give them a reason. And I keep saying, people vote out of two reasons. They vote out of hope in terms of things are going to get better, or they vote out of fear and anger. Mm. And I have three things, fear and anger. I think anger is driving a lot of this, and it has changed. So many of us have really just said, look, no. If they think they're going to change voting hours and they're going to sit here and require IDs and cut back on Sunday and cancel it, then all you're doing is pissing us off. I think that's it, Joe. I think people are just so angry and they're fighting back at that, and that's where I think the Republicans made a mistake by being so aggressive with these voter suppression efforts that it has backfired and it's fired people up. Because remember, all the talk was how fired up was the Tea Party going to be.
Right.
Look,
right.
Man, when you got people standing in line, I mean, look, my mom is a precinct judge in Texas. My dad is working the polls as well, and I can tell you right now, they've had a lot. I mean, cats who weren't even registered, man, coming up just pleading, can they vote? Unfortunately, they didn't register,
right.
And that's how intense it has gotten.
Now, final question: Do you think Florida will Romney or Obama on that one?
I think Romney wins Florida. I think I think Romney wins Florida because of the voter suppression efforts, because he's doing very well among Cuban Americans, and the Obama campaign. I mean, the ground game is strong there, but clearly I think their efforts have been focused on the western state, Nevada trying to win Colorado, clearly Virginia,
yeah.
Ohio, Pennsylvania. And look, the president hasn't even gone back to North Carolina since the convention. So I don't think they really believe,
yeah.
North Carolina's in play. I think they recognize out of the three of Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, get a better shot at winning Virginia than those other two. But, then again, you never know, because, hey, man, it's still, according to the polling data, it's still tied in that state.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
That shows you how significant this is.
All right. Roland Martin, Washington Watch, CNN, thank you so much. TV One,
thanks,
all
Joe.
Of it. Thank you.
The way I roll is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just rolling. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.